If you want to be able to put this on. Oh, okay. So, give it to me when you think about it. Yeah, okay. So you can put it on your phone if you want.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to everybody. We're really happy that you're part of our worship this morning. We have some special music for you. First off is Michael Lawson, who is one of our summer birds. You know, you've heard of snowbirds, we'll have a summer bird. And he's going to be playing a bell number, followed by our kids' bells. Ellie and Ben Pearson, I think, are they both playing? Okay. I never know. Okay. And then we have a few other pieces of music that we'll share with you. So enjoy.
Thank you.
your folder, you have the chorus for Say Yes. And I think Say Yes is a song that expresses what Pastor Larry is doing with us as a congregation. Saying yes to God, saying yes to visitors, saying yes to each other. We are a congregation who is being transformed by the work of the Holy Spirit in our midst. And we're learning to love each other and love others, to bless others as God has blessed us. And so we're here today to celebrate the last 100 years and to look forward to the changes that God will initiate in our midst in the next 100 years. So I'll go through the chorus once, and then we'll start it so you know what it sounds like. Sing yes. Say yes, say yes and get in again. Yes, say yes, no more will I be the same. Since God is here to take our fears and all of life to bless, just sing and sing and celebrate your presence. Yes. Okay. Say yes. Say yes, say yes and get in the game. Say yes, no more will I say. Since God is to take our fears and all of life to bless, just sing and swing and celebrate His presence, yes. Life is all about you, waiting for your touch. God can transform it through your loving touch. God Himself is present wherever you may be. He blesses you, you bless who has you in me. Say yes, say yes, say yes and get in. Say yes, say no more will life be the same. Say God is here to take our fears and all of life to bless. Sing and swing and celebrate His presence. Life is full of sadness, tragedy and pain, and problems rob our gladness and make us hurt again. Then when life gets dreary and all around is blue, someone says He loves you. And knows you, God does too. Say yes, say yes, say yes and get in the game. Say yes, say yes, no more will life be the same. Since God is here to take our fears and all of life to bless, just sing and swing and celebrate His presence, yes. Really, people, black and white and all, people not afraid to live and love and have a ball, people who are open to help and hurt and give, who with joy abundant really show us how to live. Say yes, say yes, say yes and get in the game. Say yes. Say yes, no more will life be the same. Since God is here to take our fears and all of life to bless, just sing and celebrate His yes. Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes. And now we're going to have a couple of verses. Our bell choir's. Sort of ecumenical, made up from people from a number of different congregations in Buffalo. The first number is a combination of God is good and Jesus loves me.
Thank you.
do, Lord, and we'll use both the bells and chimes on this song.
Come up, and we'll sing from up here rather than behind you. We thought we were missing part of it.
You all need that little sheet of paper for people need the Lord. Because you have to help us.
People need the Lord. At the end.
take out your red hymnals and turn to page 7, nope, hymn number 785. The bells are going to play. Julie will join us partway through, and we will sing it as well with my soul. And you need to watch me for when to start, because I'll start you when you come. I'll cue you when you come into the congregation. Okay?
And has shed
we did this early was that several of our bell choir members are from other churches, and some of them want to get to their own church. So we welcome them and thank them for coming and being part of our service today. A special greeting to all of our visitors. We're happy that you're with us. If you would like to bring a greeting, you're welcome to at this time. We have Pastor Dan Mengler, who was here in 1973 to 1980. Pastor Dan.
They say that you always have a special place in your heart for your first church, and that's certainly been true for us with St. Luke's. So we're pleased and happy to be here to help and be part of your celebration.
And Pastor Mrs. Sue Satter, who is the wife of Pastor William Satter, who was here from 1980 to 1992.
Been on time. And I'm sorry that Bill can't be here with you. He passed away in 99 from a heart attack. And, well, most of my family is here today. There's the whole row. My son John couldn't come today because they have own a shaved ice concession, Pearl Street Mall in Boulder. And they just were unable to come today because they're busy with that. But other than that, we're all here and just excited that you're having such a wonderful celebration here today.
Privileged to have you here, so
thank you.
And your family.
And Pastor Elena Rotto? Is that right?
No.
No? It's kind of like my last name. Nobody gets it right.
I know. It's one of those things. You're speaking in tongues, so it's all right.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. Happy anniversary. Glad I can be here. It's only been here a couple of years. It's almost like I'm done. It's good to see everybody.
Do you want to say anything, or have you said enough?
I've said enough, really.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Then we have from the Rocky Mountain Synod Office of the Bishop, Pastor Leslie Welton.
Good morning. I think I turned it off.
Push up.
Pastor Elena.
And push it up.
Is that better?
No.
Good morning. It's actually really wonderful. I mean, it's wonderful to be here with you. But when I go to preach in congregations, I speak of you every single time. Because I always say, it's a long way from Buffalo, Wyoming to El Paso, Texas. So it's wonderful to finally be in Buffalo, Wyoming, to see your faces and say, these are your brothers and sisters in Christ, up as far north as our synod reaches. I bring you greetings from Bishop Gonia, who would have loved to be here with you this morning, but is on sabbatical, experiencing some rest and rejuvenation so that he can come back to be the bishop that we call him to be. But also the Office of the Bishop staff also send you their love and their greetings and congratulations on this milestone. We were reminded of the prophet Samuel when he raised that stone and called it Ebenezer and said, here is where the Lord has brought us. And I think every bell rung, every song sung, every balloon and streamer sort of raised in this day is an Ebenezer to where our God has brought us and where God is going to take you. And I'm glad to see that a cornerstone will be sealed. There's that official stone, right? To say, here is who we are and here is where God is calling us to be in the days ahead. So congratulations on this celebration, and it is wonderful to get to sing and rejoice with you.
Thank you. We have some very special guests with us today, members of Union Congregational Church, which is working with us together with St. Luke's. Would you mind standing so people can see who all you are? Everybody in town knows you. But Thank you all for coming today. The service continues. There is another announcement, and I think, where's Colleen? There we go.
You want me to tell them?
Yes, please do.
The brick project has gone so well that we are able to donate to the community at least one bench and at least one tree.
Did you all hear me?
I speak pretty loud.
Repeat. The brick project has done so well that we have extra money. We will buy a bench and at least one tree to donate to the community in memory of our anniversary.
All right. Any other announcements?
I'd like to give a little shout out to yes. Denise and the bigger kids for decorating the church today.
Oh, yes. They did a fantastic job, and I understand they had a lot of fun doing it.
I don't know how much fun Denise had.
Yeah, Denise probably had more of a problem, but they did. They strung the streamers, and I guess it was quite a toss. So, very happy for you, and very happy that it's so beautifully decorated. If there are no other announcements, let's begin our worship. Please stand as you are able. We are using setting 4 in the red book, and I'll give you page numbers, although I think it's all printed in your bulletin. That was our plan. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Hymn number 504, A Mighty Fortress.
A mighty fortress.
God, form the minds of your faithful people into your one will, Make us love what you command and desire what you promise, that amid all the changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joy is found. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. With the psalmist, we proclaim that your word is a lamp unto our feet. In your word, we receive your instruction, your love, and your grace. Open our hearts that we may receive your word of true life. In the name of the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, be seated.
Got lost coming up here. When I was here, everything was over there. Oregon was here. And my wife is here as well. It was a family deal. She was the substitute organist and my secretary as well. So it was a team effort. First reading is from the 16th chapter of Acts. One day, as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money in fortune-telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days, but Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace with the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake, so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for lights and, rushing in, fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized with delight. He brought them up into the house, set food before them, and he and his entire household that he had become a believer in God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For our home, we'll sing hymn number 835. I think it's printed in your bulletin, verses 1 and 6.
God most high, sound every voice in earth and sky. Hallelujah. others take your part and worship God with humble heart. Alleluia, alleluia. The preachers bless the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in one. Alleluia, alleluia.
This morning comes from the 22nd chapter of Revelation. I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay according to everyone's work. Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and I say, come. And let everyone who hears say, come. And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus prayed, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given so that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am. See, which you have given me, because you have loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
You may be seated. I invite the children to come. How are you guys doing? Good. All group this morning, aren't we? All right. Ben's here somewhere? Okay. All right. We'll get him. That's good. Do you ever share things with other people? What kind of things do you share? What? Come on. Okay. Do you share your toys? Do? And art supplies? Okay. Do you ever share secrets? Do you share them with everybody? So there aren't any. No, well. We have something that's not a secret. How did you know Jesus? Mom told you? Did they just told you that? Did you know that's not a secret? It's not a secret. In fact, I bet somebody told them they had to, didn't they? Who them? The church. Church, and they just kept passing it on, right? And Jesus comes into the picture too, doesn't he? Well, today, I want to help you can help me sing a song, and I think everybody has a copy of it in their bulletin. It's called Pat On. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to on that good news. So you want to join me up here? We'll sing. We'll sing Pass It On. By the way, this collar, this collar that was that we have from Pastor Pierre, I think that's where he found it, the first pastor of the church. And it's not as stiff and difficult as it feels. It's not truly soft, but it's nice. So, I pass its word.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going.
I was in Springfield, Missouri. Now, if anybody's ever been in that area, you know that Missouri doesn't have much topsoil. In fact, not that much. And then you have Missouri gold, which is, and there's a lot of rock. So I decided, I liked the garden, so I decided to build a cinder block of raised beds. They were 4 foot by 6 foot, six of them. They spread out. And I put these there, and I put mortar between the bricks and stacked them the way that I thought they should be. And it really looked good. But then I had to fill them. And for a Nebraska boy to have to buy a truckload of dirt really hurt. But I did it. I filled the raised beds and I planted, and they looked really good for a while. And then all at once I noticed cracks that were open. And in fact, the first season, one end of one of them didn't look like it stay all winter, and it didn't. And asked me what I built it, and I said, well, I just stacked these bricks up and I put mortar between them. And he said, well, did you put a foundation down? I said, well, no, I didn't think I needed to. The ground was pretty solid. He said, that's your problem. So the next fall, a couple of them actually fell apart. In fact, the next year, I finally ended up tearing the whole thing apart. Because without a foundation, there was nothing to hold it. A forward foundation is critical to most buildings. We have a bunch of builders here who know about you wouldn't think of building a house or a church or anything else without a solid foundation. In 1765, the city of Lisbon, Portugal, had a tremendous earthquake, and because of it, 60 to 100,000 people were killed. And the reason was that none of the buildings had foundations. In 1997, a lot later than that, in Asuncion, Paraguay, they built a brand new, beautiful soccer stadium. The very first game that was played, there was this rumbling and cracking and creaking, and all at once, the stadium with 5,000 people collapsed. 3 people died, 500 were injured. And again, they found that they had taken a shortcut and hadn't bothered to put in a foundation. They thought it would hold itself. Foundations are so critical in all things, especially when it comes to our faith. The builders of our faith, way back in 100 years ago, knew how important that foundation was. Why do you think that a Danish pastor would come to this area and start a church? Was it because thousands of people were there? He said, "Hey, pastor, come, we're pastor." That you got the wrong thing, because I've read the history, and this is true with the Union Congregational. The pastors barely eked out a living, barely survived, because they really believed that God had called them, that there was a foundation. But without a foundation, things do fall apart. Remember Joshua and Jericho? Well, in Jericho, Jericho had walls that were 4 foot thick. And the people of Jericho said, those stupid Hebrews coming up from Egypt, what do they know? They aren't talented as military men. There's no way they're going to get through this. But the rest of it's in the song, and you probably know it. Joshua in the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. We sing on, but it's the battle of Jericho, and he's tumbling down. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. The blow was rammed on, Joshua cried, "Cause the battle is in my hands." Oh, Joshua in the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Oh, Joshua in the battle of Jericho, and the walls came on. Then the lamb ran, sheep horn began to blow, and the trumpet began to sound. And Joshua commanded to shout, and the walls came and tumbled down. Oh, battle of Jericho, 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 Joshua, battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Well, that is when we put our trust in something that is on a solid foundation. Paul didn't need a trumpet, and he didn't need to shout. He had been beaten with rods and thrown in prison, figuring he was going to have to suffer even worse at the hands of the magistrates. But he didn't shout and didn't play a trumpet. He sang hymns and prayed. And guess what? The Lord took care of the rest. The earthquake, the angel let him out. All of that because Paul believed that he had a solid foundation in Jesus Christ. Christ was his sure foundation. Christ was his mighty fortress against all odds, against all else. Most of you probably know that the American Indians, the North American and South Indians, both developed a special kind of corn. Most corn, if you put it in a fry pan and raise the temperature to about 400 degrees, will actually get hard, brittle, and actually burn up. But the kind that they developed was really special, because when it reaches 400 degrees, it explodes, and the inside becomes a white puff of goodness that we all call popcorn. Have you ever watched popcorn when it's popping in a popper? and just keeps building and building and building. That's the way the faith of when things got really bad, no matter how they suffered, their faith lifted them up from the pits. Paul suffered shipwrecks and stonings and beatings, imprisonments, and even as he's sitting in prison in Rome awaiting almost certain execution, he declares, nothing. Nothing in all separate us from the love of God, which is ours in Christ Jesus. All of his efforts, all of his energy, all of his belief, and all of his foundation was right there in Jesus Christ. Even the Apostle John, who writes to us in the book of Revelation, who has gone through beatings. He's on the island of Patmos and suffering. Last week we read about his vision of the holy city, the new Jerusalem. And this week we're reminded, as he talks about people washing their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Actually, that's another phrase, but it's the same passage in another place. And can you imagine that? Washing your robe in blood? That sounds kind of disgusting to me, doesn't it to you? I mean, how many of you have ever done that? You know, I don't see too many hands. No. They're not taking that literally. They're seeing within the blood that they washed their robes in, the blood that was on their robes as they were beaten, as they were martyred. And that blood reminded them of the blood of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is their foundation and their fortress, who prays for them in the gospel today. Isn't that a powerful prayer? Jesus wants them all to be one. Father, as I am in you and you are in me, may we be in them so that the world will know that you have sent me. There's a little phrase there that's really critical. It's so that. It's really critical, and we'll come back to it. But I want you to do something. Take out your bulletin, and this is an assignment. I know, sermon notes, that kind of thing. Take out your bulletin, and there should be a pen or pencil somewhere handy. I want you to write something down. I'm not a math genius. In fact, I made it through algebra by the skin of my teeth. But this is an algebraic equation. It's called a computative process. And what this is an equation. What you write down is a 3 plus 5. Got that? Kids, how much is 3 plus 5?
8.
We got it. Some math geniuses among us, that's for sure. Now, put parentheses around that 3 plus 5. And in front of it, put a 7. Now, the computative process means that everything within that bracket gets multiplied by the number on the outside. So, if you multiply the 7 times the 3, what do you get? 21. Who said 26? If you multiply 3 times 5, what do you get? 35. Add them together, and what do you get? 56. I'll say something. Oh, you had it, didn't you? All right, fantastic. All right, now, take that same equation, and underneath that, I want you to write another one. And in parentheses, you can put Christ plus me. Okay? Christ plus me in the parentheses. And on the outside, at the beginning of it, put God. Now imagine the solid foundation you create when you multiply God times Jesus times me. Or you, because that's what we're really all about, creating the foundation that is not just what we are or what we have been, but what Christ can make us. He is that foundation who multiplies everything in our presence. God calls us to be his people from the past and into the future. There is nothing in all creation that can separate us from that love. And now God calls us to a new future. What is the congregation going to be like 100 years from now? Next Sunday is Pentecost, the day when we remember that the Holy Spirit came down upon the church. I have a prayer for you. If all goes well, tomorrow with Sue, we're heading for New Mexico and then a little vacation in Sicily. Yeah, look forward to that somewhat. I'm not ready for it. But anyway, all the while that I'm gone, I will be praying for St. Luke's and for Union Congregational Church. And my prayer is this, that the Holy Spirit will come down upon you in a mighty way, as he did on that first Pentecost. That the Holy Spirit will take care of all the negatives and bring about all of the positives that make this the most powerful congregation you can possibly be. Because you see, Jesus didn't come into this world just to have a lark. He came because God sent him into this world and gave this world his blessing. Jesus gave us and gives us his body and his blood each time we receive him in communion. So that. Now I came back to that word, so that. It begins actually in Genesis chapter 12, verse 12. Excuse me. Verse 12. Where God tells Abraham, I will bless you in order that, so that you will be a blessing to the nations. He isn't blessing Abraham just because he's a nice guy. He's blessing Abraham so that he will be a witness to a great nation. Jesus didn't come into the world in any other way. He came into this world so that the world might know that God is love. He gives us his body and blood so that we will become his body in the world. Jesus gave his body and his life on the cross so that we would be forgiven and we would be given new life. Jesus rose from the dead so that we would know that we too have a resurrection to look forward to. And Jesus comes into our lives every day of our life that we invite him so that we can truly be the people of God that he called us to be. May we be all of that. And since I'm going to be praying that prayer every day, I pray that you will also. Amen. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Christ Jesus the Word. What?
I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom has no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and Son, who is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. Before the prayers, we will sing, Lord, listen to your children pray. Concerns for which you'd like us to pray today. Okay. Miss L's sister Tammy will be in the prayers too.
Okay. Bless diversity in worship and ministry across all nations and cultures. Unite us in Christ and keep us faithful in our calling to show your love to the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Pour out over all the earth the water of life as a gift. Wash the wounds of creation and restore all living things to wholeness. Protect oceans, habitats, river ecosystems, and wetlands. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Give a spirit of collaboration to leaders of the nations so that all people know safety, security, and dignity. Heal victims of torture and liberate those who are wrongfully imprisoned or detained. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Come quickly to the aid of your people. Give wisdom and the gift of calm to military, prison, hospital, and hospice chaplains, who stand as signs of your abiding presence. Refresh all who thirst for your love and hope and healing. We pray especially for Michelle's sister Tammy and for Sue and others we name in our hearts before you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Let your word fill our hearts and our homes. Bless all who teach us the faith, pastors and deacons, Sunday school and confirmation teachers, public theologians, mentors, curriculum writers, and publishers. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Hold all the saints in the grace of the Lord Jesus. Sustain the weary souls with the promise that the morning star is coming soon to lead us into the light. Let your grace rest upon St. Luke's Lutheran and Union Congregational Churches as they begin to celebrate a new year and a new 100 years. Guide them and direct them, and let your Holy Spirit fill them with new life and grace, so that each day and every day they can be your body in the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let's share that peace. heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of a flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through all the wilderness to the land of the milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. Jesus came to rescue me. This child of God would grow to be a man and one day die for you and me. Our sins would drive the nails in him. That rugged cross was our cross too. Every breath he drew was, yes, an act of worship. Hallelujah. And held it high and said, my blood is shed for you, forgiven, remember me. Oh, come, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love, with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with the sun and the moon and the stars. We praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Now let us listen as we hear the Lord's Prayer. And see that the Lord is good. The light-colored grape juice is in the middle, and we also have gluten-free wafers for those who prefer that. You may be seated and come forward.
Away the sin of our world, have mercy.
Please stand if you're able. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy you would strengthen us through this gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My hope is built on nothing less.
Blood and righteousness, no merit.
peace, share the good news.
Thanks be to God.
Christ
is risen. Oh, is downstairs? Where is it? Downstairs? Okay. Coffee is served downstairs, so y'all come. Go through.